They read it in front of the Rechayim. That's where they read it. Ashelefnei Sharamayim, which is in front of the Sharamayim. See, oh, they read it outside in the Harabayis. But our koponim, it's a kasha, according to the Tanakamo, mashma, they read it in the Azor itself. So this Rav Chizda says, Om Rav Chizda, b'yezras noshim, no, you know what the Tanakama means? Not that the Kohen Gadol used to read the Sefer Torah in the Azara and Ezras Yisrael in the Machne Shechina, but outside in the Ezras Noshim, that's where he read the Sefer Torah. So therefore, there is a lot of sit down. There it doesn't have the Kedusha of the Machne Shechina. Then it says, "Vekera Achre Mois V'Ach V'Yoser," that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur used to learn these parshas. Reminu Havakasha. So he let Achre Mois. Then he learned the parsha a few parshas later in Chav Gimel. One is in Vayikra. Tezayin, and one is in Vayikra Chav Gimel. So Kura, he used to have to be Gerlul, move the Sefer Torah around to get to the new place. So as Mashma, by Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to read in one Parsha, and then be Gerlul a little bit to Sefer Torah to get to another Parsha. For the Gemara Minu, we have a Kasha on this. It's Halacha that it says, Medalgim Benovi, when you say the Aftara from a Novi, they're allowed to skip around Psukim. But V'yen Medalgim Batara, when you have a Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to skip around, you're not allowed to say Psukim here, and then jump to Psukim later. So how could here the Kohen Gadol read from Vayikra Yud Gimel Tezayin and then skip to Vayikra Chav Gimel? Amar Rabbi Elakasha, I tell you, kan bichtei sheyifsak haturgamin, kan bichtei shelo yifsak haturgamin. We know, like we have before the Mishnah, they used to have a meturgamin, means the Bakur used to say one posik and stop. And then the Metugim, the one that interpreted, he said it over and explained it in their language, what the Pasuk meant. See, if you have to be girdled to save a Torah to a new place, that you could get to the new place is not that far away, before the interpreter finishes saying his Pasuk, then it's Mutta. But if the place you have to turn to is very far away, that you won't get there by the time the Metugim finishes, then you're not allowed to do it. Therefore, there's no stira. Here, it wasn't so far away, they're both in Vayikra. There, the Kohen Gadol could change, move the Sefer Torah to the right place before the Meturgim, the interpreter, would finish his Pasuk. For the Gemara, no, there's not a good Teretz. For Halacha Ketonia, this Halacha itself, we learned that Medalgim Binovi V'yein Medalgim B'Torah, that you're allowed to move around when you say the Aftorah and the Novi, but you're not allowed to move around the Sefer Torah by Torah. And even on this it's learned, V'yad Kama Medalgim, as even by a Novi, by the Aftorah, when you're allowed to move the Novi to find a new place, how far away can you move it to? At Kedei Shela Yivsak HaTurgamin. Even then, you're only allowed to move a Gerlut to a place where the Meturgim can get to. Because before the Meturgim finishes, you'll get there. Again, like used to, the Balkaris says one Pasuk, then the Meturgim interprets it. So if you could change to your new place before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk, that's Mutta. But it says clearly in this Braisa, that Mechlau de Betorah Klal Klaloi, but this Braisa itself starts off. By Torah you can't skip around at all. By Novi you're allowed to skip around. And even by Novi, how far can you skip around? Only to a new place that you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk. So it's Mashma clearly, but by Torah though, when you have the Kriyas HaTorah, you can't skip from one place to another place, even if you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes. So it's a kasha on the Kohen Gadol. How was he allowed to move around the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur from one place to another place? So my answer is like this. Elo Omer Abaya. Abaya says like this. I'll tell you like kasha. There's no stir here. Kan binyan echad, kan bishnein yun. A new teretz. That by Torah, when can you move from one place to another place? Only if it's one inyan. Like here by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to read about the inyanim of Yom Kippur. It's one inyan. Here it's mutter. Ma'ashenken, if it's two different inyanim, then the people will be mevuvul. You'll get them disturbed. So then you're not allowed to skip around, even though you can get there fast. That's the teretz. The kids is like this, when you're learning the Sefer Torah, if it's talking about the same inyanim like here on Yom Kippur, so the people won't get disturbed, then you're allowed to move from one place to another place, if you'll get there before the Meturgim finishes his Pasuk. Ma'ashenken, if it's two separate inyanim, then even though you can get there before the Meturgim finishes, nothing doing by a Sefer Torah, not allowed to skip. Mashenkin by Novi comes out when saying the Haftarah, even though it's too different than Yonim, there you are allowed to turn Begoylo the Novi to the new place as long as you can get there before the Maturgim finishes his Pusik. For your Tanya, now bring your proof or Raya to this. We learned like this, but Tanya, this is a proof. We learned like this. Medalgim Batura Binyanecha, true, that you're allowed to skip around when you're laying the Torah. In one Inyan, if it's talking about the same Inyan, like here on Yom Kippur, it's talking about the same Inyan of Yom Kippur, you're allowed to skip around. Uvenovi though, Vishne Inyanim. When he's saying the after, even though it's two different than Yonim, two different things, still you're allowed to turn around, move it around. But Vikan, both by the Novi and by the Torah, when you're allowed to, it's only how far away? Dechde Shala Yivsa Katurgumim. Only Dechde that the Turgumim will not, before he finishes his posik. So therefore, there's no Tircha de Tzibura. The Tzibura now is listening to the interpreter say over the posik. While he's saying over his posik, the one that's laning has the right to be girl the Sefer Torah to the new place that will get there before the Maturgim finishes. But again, by Torah, it's only if it's the same Inyan, Mashenkin by Novi, even if it's a different Inyan. But V'ein Medalgim Minovi L'Novi. If you have two different Nevi'im, like from Yeshua to Shoftim, you can't switch around. Over Novi Shon Shnei Mosa Do Medalgim. But the Novi of Shnei Trei Osa, each Novi is very short. There you're allowed to turn from one Novi to another Novi. Over Vado, providing though, Shla Yidlag Misaifa Seiflet Chilosai. You're not allowed like move backwards. You're only allowed to go forwards. But if you first want to land the Novi at the end of Treyasa, then to come back to the beginning, that you're not allowed to. And there it's a machlekes achreinu if it means even binyan echod or even bechdeish la yifsaka turgumim. And the loch is brought down that if it's close by, then you're allowed to turn even backwards. But if it's not so close, then even betreyasa, you're not allowed to turn to go backwards, only to go forwards. Right. Then the Mishnah says, after the Kohen Gadol finished laning these two parshas in Vayikra, the Gerlu es HaTorah, then they will make Galila on the Sefer Torah, or Manicha Bechekai, and the Kohen Gadol would hold the Sefer Torah in his lap, and he would speak out and say that you should know more than I just laned is in this Torah. V'chol kach lama, what do you have to do this for? Shulei lohoitzi laz al Sefer Torah. The people should not talk and say that the Sefer Torah was missing something. Because what happens now is, after he finishes these two parshas, now Baal Peh, outside, he says the third parsha in Bamidbar. We'll soon see why you don't be girl, you don't turn the Sefer Torah to that place. But Al Kol Ponim is not allowed to. So the answer is that he has to say it Baal Peh. So there could be lies people will say bad about the first Sefer Torah, where they'll think if the reason why he didn't lay it inside is because it's missing. It's a possible Sefer Torah. So in order that people should not say that, the Kohen Gadol had to speak out and say, you should know, more than I just set out is written in here. Like really, the old Sefer Torah is good. Just la locha, not let alone it inside. Now the Gemara asks why. When it comes to laying the third passion by Midbar, that the Kohen Gadol said by heart. For at the Gemara, what's wrong? Let's move around the whole Sefer and lay it then. Like, make a new hefsek here, like make a new bracha. Even though before we said, ein medalgin, that's joined one aliyah. But if you want to make two separate brachas, the chur should be mutter to be girdled the sefer to a new place. No, it's called tichu de tziburi. It's not nice. It's not nice to make the tzibur wait while you have to be girdled the sefer Torah. Therefore, there's not an eitzah to be girdled this sefer Torah. Freddy Gemara, good, but for Lacey Sefer Torah Acharini, let's bring in a second Sefer Torah though. For Likurei, and you won't have to be girdled, it'll be in the right place, and the Kohen Gadol will learn Pashas by Midbar from the second Sefer Torah. So we're into the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amar Mishum, Pagom, Moshe Rishon. We're afraid now that people start saying the reason why they brought a second Sefer Torah is because the first one was Possel. So not to be Moitzi Laz on the first Sefer Torah, they did not want to take a second one. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Lefi Shein Mevorchim Bracha Shein Tzricha. Because if you're going to bring a new Sefer Torah now, he's going to have to make another Bracha. So not to make a Bracha Shein Tzricha, we don't tell you to bring a second Sefer. Freddy Gemara, is this true? O Micha Shim LePagam, are we Choshed? That there be a Pagam, that maybe you find something wrong with it, like people will say. if you bring in a second sefer, people will start to say, you know why you have a second one? Because the first one is puzzle? Are we afraid of that? We fear that we do not like that. That Rosh Chodesh Teves is the middle of Chanukah, Shechalius B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Teves falls out on Shabbos, is what do we do then? Maybe Sholosh Teres. You have to take out three Sefer Teres because there are three different parshas to learn from. V'Kora Achas Minyan Shoyim. When we talk about the Shabbos of that Shabbos, the regular parsha, V'Yachas Shel Rosh Chodesh, and one Sefer Teres you have to learn the parsha of Rosh Chodesh. V'Yachas Shel Chanukah. And one Sefer Torah will end in a Siyam by the Avodas of Fakanaka. So, Koponim, you see clearly, you're allowed to take out three Sefer Torahs. And we're not afraid people will say, if you're using a second Sefer, that people start complaining and say, most probably something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. You see, we're not afraid of that. People won't say it. So here on Yom Kippur, how come the Kohen Gadol doesn't have a second Sefer Torah to take out the lane from? So, my answer is like this, I'll tell you. Tlosa Gavri Betlosa Sifri Lekat Gama. If you have three different people, three different aliyahs, then we're not choshed to take out a different Sefer Torah. Then there's no Pagam. Like each person learns from his own Sefer Torah, then there's no Shalva Bracha Shein Sricha. Three different people, each one makes his own Bracha, then there's nothing wrong with it. Mashenkin over here by Yom Kippur, it was Chad Gavra, it was one Kohen Gadol that's learning the Sefer Torah. Betray Sifri Lekat Gama. Since there's only one person, the Kohen Gadol himself, that has to lane, then there's a problem. He that's laning the Sefer Torah, he's going to have to take out a second Sefer Torah, then we're afraid people will say, you know why he's taking out a second Sefer? Because there's something wrong with the first one. And then we're afraid also of a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. Since it's the same person, for the same person, it's not nice to make him make a second Baruch. So that's why the Eitzer is to take out the third Parsha, Hitaka lanes at Baal Peh. He doesn't learn in B'tzirich HaKsav, because he would have to take out another Sefer. He will have to be girdle this Sefer, it's Tichud Tziburah. To take out a second Sefer, it's Pegamai. People say maybe there's something wrong with the first Sefer. Therefore, because of this, that's what the Mishnah says, the third Parshin, by Midbar, the Kohen Gadol says it's Baal Peh. Then after he finishes learning, Umavarech Aleh Shemayin Brachas. He says eight Brachas after he finishes learning. Tana Rabbonin. Mavorchin ala Torah, Kederosh, Mavorchin Beit HaKnesses. Like we do, but after the Torah, we say the Baruch ala Torah, V'yal HaVoida. The way we make a Baruch, that's the way the Kohen Gadol also said. V'yal HaVoida, V'yal HaVoida, V'yal Mechilasov, and Kitikun. Like we do also that, V'yal HaVoida, V'yal some of the Baruchas we say after the Torah. Then ala Mikdash Bifnei Yatzmi made a special Baruch for the Binyan Yerushalayim, for the Beis HaMikdash. V'yal HaKahanim, a special Baruch for the Kahanim, Bifnei Yatzmon, set by themselves. And I Yisrael b'fnei Yatzmon, v'ay Yishalayim b'fnei Yatzmon. Made a special brach of each one of these separately on Yom Kippur. Then it ends off the Hashar Tefillah. The last one was about Tefillah. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? What does it mean Hashar Tefillah? The end off is Tefillah. That means to say Tachana Rino Bakosha. We say the Indian of Tachana Rino Bakosha. We're asking from Hashem and saying like Shamcha Yisrael Tzrichim Livashaya. That Klai Yisrael needs your help. The Chosim, the Kohen Gadol, ended off v'shemeya tefila. Rashi says, Zui sheyesh broch achas uboy tefila tachan arina bakosha shamcha Yisrael. That the last broch was like a bakosha that the Kohen Gadol does unto Hashem for Klai Yisrael. That's the way the Kohen Gadol finished off his avoid on Yom Kippur. Mekan v'yelach after this. Rashi says that it means la'achas shegoma Kohen Gadol likra pashas bebrochseo. After the Kohen Gadol finishes learning the Sefer Torah with all these brochas, then the Gemara says mikan v'yelach. After this, kol echod v'yechad, everybody maybe Sefer Torah metech beisay. He took out a Sefer Torah that they had in the house, the Koraboy, and they used to read from the Sefer Torah. Lomo, how come? Why? Kodei laharois chazus l'rabim, to show how dear, how choshe the Sefer Torah is to everybody. Rashi says that maybe Sefer Torah mi beisel yazara, interessant. Everybody took out the Sefer Torah from their own house and brought it to the yazara. Aye, how could they carry on Yom Kippur? So Rashi says the ksav this man the yomolds ain irav yotzul yom kippurim, that there's no Easter right so on Yom Kippur machlokes ni gemara. Inami Rashi says Yerushalayim d'asa se ninlois v'laylo ma'arvin es kula. They were able to make an erev around the whole Yerushalayim. So therefore, the people were allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. So the people used to go home, take out a Sefer Torah from the house, and bring it to the Azoro, and everybody would learn from his own Sefer Torah. Why? Rashi says, Laharas Chazusa Shal Sefer Torah, to show the niceness of a Sefer Torah. V'noyu D'yom Amar Zekeli V'anveyu. He's no lefon of a mitzvah, the Sefer Torah, no, but it is no, to have a nice Sefer Torah, so everybody wants to show off their nice Sefer Torah. Right, and then the Mishnah says, Parshas HaMelech. What about the mitzvahs hakel, that the melech had a lane, Parshas Devorim, Ketzer, how do we have this mitzvah? Moitzoyi Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag. Moitzoyi of the end of the first day of Yom Tov, of Sukkis, Bashmini, on the eighth day. The Gemara Tekash, what does it mean, Bashmini? The Gemara says it means Bashminis, the eighth year, which is the Moitzoyi Shvius, which is right after Shvius. Right after Shvius, the first Sukkis after Shvius, that's when you had the mitzvahs hakel. Is oisin loy bima, they used to make a special bima, shel eitz, made out of wood, v'yazor, in the yazor itself. V'u yoshev oleho, and the melech would sit on it. Shenemla, the pasuk says, miketz sheva shonim b'moyed. At the end of 7 years on Chag HaSukkis, that's when they used to lay in the mitzvahs of hakel. Is chazan HaKnesses again, the shamash was neitel Sefer Torah, he took out the Sefer Torah, v'neitel the Rosh HaKnesses. Gave it over to the head of the Knesset, of the Beis HaMikdash. For Rosh HaKnesset, Noisna Laskan, gave it over to the Skan, he was the second in charge of the Kohen Gadol. Then, V'haskan, Noisna LaKohen Gadol. For the Kohen Gadol, Noisna LaMelech. V'haMelech, Oymed, now he stood up the Melech. O'Mekabel, and he accepted the Sefer Torah, V'Kurva Yoshev. And he used to read the Sefer Torah sitting down. Before his Mashma, the Kohen Gadol had to stand up, but the Melech, when he lay in Parshas Hakel, he was sitting down. And the Mishnah says it once happened by a Grifas HaMelech. He was a Melech Yisrael, Rashi says, Mizaro Shel Hurdis, it was like an Evid. And he was the last one in the by the Churban in the Beis HaMikdash. Omar, he stood up, the Kibbul, the Kairo Oimed. He stood up, accepted the Sefer Torah, and leaned it, standing up, not sitting down. V'shabchu Chachomim, the Chom gave him a Shvach. Mashmu was a nice thing that he did. Sin the Gemara, why? But the Geshegia, when the Melech came, Agrifas came to the Pasuk, that you can't appoint a king that's an ish nochri, that's not a Jew, is Zolgu Ein of Demois, he started to cry. Because Agrippa the Melech, his father was an Evid. He was from Beis Hurdis, he wasn't a Jew both ways. So Omroloi, so the Chom said back, the Jew said back to the Melech, Al Tisiyar Agrippas, don't feel bad Agrippas. Achenu Atu, you're our brother, you're our brother. So Rashi says, because the Pshat was Shema Mi Yisrael. His mother was from Yisrael, but really his father was an Eved, and really he was puzzled to be a Melech. Like we'll see in the Gemara, really it wasn't right what they said. But they were Mephayisim, though, to say, don't feel bad, king, you're allowed to be a king, you're our brother. Now, where does the Melech read from? On what's the mitzvah Hakel, V'kerem Metchilas Elo Hadvorm, he used to lane at the beginning of the Sefer Hadvorm, Ad until Shema, till Shema Yisrael, then Ushma V'hoyim Shemaya, then Aser Taser, Kischal Olaser, or Parshas HaMelech, then he would say over the Parshas of Tosam Alech HaMelech, or Brachos HaKlolos, Achegoyma Kol HaParsha. Until they finish the whole Parsha of the Brachos and the Klolos. That's what he used to lay. Notice he did not lay the whole Sefer Devorim, he only laid these Parshas in Sefer Devorim. Now, Brachos HaKohen Gadol Mevorach, after he finished laying, they used to say over the same brachas we had before by the Kohen Gadol. His brachas she Kohen Gadol Mevorach, Oison HaMelech Mevorach, Oison Ela she Noison she Regolim Tachas Mechilas Oven. Before by Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol said Al Mechilas Oven, and here, since we're talking about Chag HaSukkis, he make a bracha of Mekadosh Yisrael B'Yazmanim instead of the bracha she Mechilas Oven she Yom Kippur. This was the mitzvah of Hakel that Moitzoi Shavias. On Moitzoi, the first Yom Tov of the first Yom Tov of Sukkis, that's when they said Mitzvah Sakim. Zolti Gemara B'Shmini Sakad Aitach, Sposh 8 means the 8th day. How could that be the 8th day? It says clearly Moitzoi Yom Tov Arishon. So it can't be the 8th day. So the Marin says, Eimah B'Shminis. What the Mishnah means is the 8th year. In other words, right after Shemitah, the beginning of the 8th year, that's when you have Mitzvah Sakim. For the Gemara V'chol Hani Lomeli, why did the Pasuk have to speak all these out clearly? It's Mikait Sheva Shonam V'moyed Shnas Chag HaSukkos. Why does it have to speak all these things out for us? Umar says Tzricha. Dikos the Rachamon and Mikait, just what it said at the end of 7 years, Havamina Nimno Mihashto. that this parsha from Miketz Sheva Shonim was said right over when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, I would have thought to say now at the end of the 40 years, Sheva Arba Smoyev Nemra Parsha Zu. It was said over in Arba Smoyev. So maybe it means 7 years from right now that you say Parshas Hakel, even before they started to count the Shemitah. And the Mara says, V'yafagav loy misrami b'shemitah. Even though Klai Yisrael did not start counting Shemitah until after another 14 years, after the 7 years of Kibush, the 7 years of conquering in Eretz Yisrael, and then the 7 years of Chalukah, that's when they first started to count the Shemitah. So the Halacha is, you first have Mitzvah Hakel after the 14 years, then they first start counting Shemitah. So I would, if they would have just said Miskeitz Sheva Shonim, I would have thought it means after 7 years right away. And therefore, Kosar Rachmon Shemitah. Torah says no. At the end of Shemitah, we have to wait till we first start counting Shemitah. 14 years later, they first started to count Shemitah. Now, the Kosar Rachmon Shemitah have a mino b'sayf Shemitah. I would have thought to say at the end of Shemitah, the end of the 7th year. Kosar Rachmon b'moyed. Pasuk says no. The Yomtiv. Because Rachmana b'moyed, the Yomtiv, after the 7th year, have a mina of Rosh Hashanah. I would have thought the same. It means Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the Rosh Hashanah is also called the Yomtiv. Maybe it means the first Yomtiv of the 8th year. All right, turn over. I have a mina of Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of the year. It's called Rachmana b'chag HaSukkos. The Torah has to say clearly no, that this mitzvah's hakel is on Chag HaSukkos. Now, because Rachmana b'chag HaSukkos have a mina filu yom tov achron, maybe even Shmini Atzeres, maybe even after the last day, might say the last days of Sukkos is when you have the mitzvah hakel. Because Rachmana Torah says no, b'voy kol Yisrael, when the whole Klai Yisrael goes to all the regal zayin,